The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel Yeshaya Yaffe, Rosh Chabur Beis Medrash Gevaya, and Mechaber Sefer Shevilei Tzion, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. This volume has been graciously dedicated by Reb Shimshon and Reb Yehuda Beanstock and families in honor of their parents, Max and Gail Beanstock of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. May the merit of the Torah studied through this volume bring them and their families continued gesunt, nachas, and parnasa berevach ad meya ve'esrim shana.
Gemara in Ksuvos Lamazayin Amar Aleph, after differentiating between a Giyaris and a Shvuya, that a Giyaris is lay minter anavsha and a Shvuya is minter anavsha, asks a contradiction, Veromi Shvuya Shvuya, which leads the Gemara into a whole discussion about the rule of Avchana. The rule of Avchana is that one is required to wait 3 months between marriages or any other previous engagements, if you will, that may have resulted in the woman becoming pregnant, so as not to get mixed up and not know who the father of this child is. I just want to mention before we begin that the Tshuva Zichron Yosef and Evan Ezra Siman Dalad suggests that maybe Shmuel holds that the Din of Avchana is the Eraisa. However, most Achrayim are under the clear assumption that the Din of Avchana is only the Rabbanon. In fact, in the Gemara in Yuma, Dafayin Heim and Aleph, there's a discussion over there with all the different nisim that happened by the Mon, and one of them is that the Mon was able to tell you the difference between a Ben Zayin Larishin and a Ben Tesla Achron. Because if the Mon fell by Reuven's house, we knew that it was Reuben's child, the extra month for the baby, and if it fell by Shimon's, we knew that it was Shimon's child, which is interesting because one might have thought that it would fall wherever the mother is, but that's what the Gemara says. The question is, the Mon was after the Torah was given, and why then weren't they acting with the Din of Avchana, which would result in no questions about whose son it is? So the Tais Yishanim asked the question, and he says that the Takana of Avchana wasn't yet instituted. I don't know of any other Torahs for that, unless maybe there were scenarios where people breached the rule, but the pashtus is that it's only the Rabbanon. There's a famous story that happened, I believe, in 2007 by the huge catastrophe of a tsunami that killed many, many people, that there was a Giyaris whose cruise for her marriage was scheduled, and the rabbis actually forbade her to go on the cruise because of Avchana and whatnot, and therefore, even though it was hard for her, she accepted it, and she was saved. She definitely would have been part of that tsunami. It's a very amazing story. But now let's get back to the sugya. The Gemara tells us that a Giyaris Vashvuyah Vashivcha Shenhiftu V'Nishkari V'Nishtachru, when they're 3 years old and up, have to wait 3 months. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yaisi Matel Yaris L'Nosu Miyad. So in other words, how could you tell me, like you said before, that a Shvuyah protects itself from Znos? We see over here that Rabbi Yehuda holds you have to wait 3 months as long as she was 3 years old. So if she was 5 or 10 when she converted, we have to be concerned that she was Nizale, and we have a Din of Avchana. Didn't you tell me that a Shivcha protects herself, and a Shvuyah protects herself? So the Gemara answers, Hachiyam Rav Sheshi said, Ruah Shenivalo. Well, that depends. If we know that she was Nizal, then you have to wait 3 months. But if you don't know, you do not have to assume that she was, because she was Minter and Avsha. Then the Gemara asks, so why is Rabbi Yaisi concerned? Why is Rabbi Yaisi not concerned? So the Gemara says, because she's Meshameshes B'moich. Which means that there's no chash that she's going to become a uberes. The Gemara asks for that, what do you mean? Maybe in the case of Giyaris and Shvuya, I could say that she was prepared and she had the mic ready. But in other scenarios, namely Oynes and Mefate, which are on the spur of the moment, how can we always assume that there was a mic there? To which the Gemara then answers that Rabbi Yaisi really is coming from a different logic, that Isha Mizana Mitapechet Kadesh Leit Tisaber. A woman who's Mizana does all sorts of things to make sure that she shall not become uberes from this nus. And the other man, the other Rabbi Yehuda, that is concerned, it's because he says, yeah, maybe she does try whatever she can. However, maybe she will not jump up and down and turn over properly, and hence she will still become uberes from the zera of this nus. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda holds that you should wait 3 months, and Rabbi Yehuda says you can get married right away. Taisus begins in the Ramaskul Trichais. And it sounds like over here that even a Ktana, albeit that she's older than 3 years old, has to wait 3 months, because we make a Gzera of three Ktana because of a Gdaila. That just like a Gdaila, an adult girl 12 years old and up has to wait 3 months, so too a Ktana, even though it's impossible for her to become pregnant, has to wait 3 months. And that's actually discussed in the discussion in Perek HaKhoilus in Yivam. So Tosfos asks that how could it be that Rabbi Yehuda holds that there's avchana by Aktano? But didn't we learn in a brisa that says that even if she was in jail, or she was ran away from her husband, or her husband was very old and sick, or whatever it was, many different scenarios where there's no shash that she become oberes, still the halacha is according to Rabbi Meir that you have to wait 3 months, and according to Rabbi Yehuda you do not have to wait at all. Apparently, if there's no shash that she becomes oberes, you do not have to wait at all, Rabbi Yehuda says. And how come over here, Rabbi Yehuda says that you have to wait even in that scenario of a ketana where she can't become oberes? Let's discuss this price that Tosfos is quoting in Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir about if we know for sure that she didn't become oberes, we still have to wait 3 months or not. That Rabbi Meir holds you still have to wait 3 months. Anytime a woman gets divorced, even if we know that there was no eber before, that she has to wait 3 months, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that you don't. And then we'll get back to Tosfos. Interestingly enough, for a second, I was wondering why Tosfos brings this from the Gemara in Yevamos Membeis Amadbeis. It's really a Meferish Gemara later on in Ksubis as well, on the Psalmach Amadbeis. However, if you look in the Gemara carefully, on the Psalmach Amadbeis, the same thing is quoted verbatim. However, it says, Reb Yoisi Mater Liaris Vilinasimiyad, whereas in Yevamos it says, Reb Yehuda Mater Liaris Vilinasimiyad. And Vilna Gain and others over there in Yevamos are wondering if it's the right here, so it's supposed to say Reb Yoisi. There's a lot to discuss about that, but obviously, Tosfos' question is only on the premise that it's Rabbi Yehuda that's Matel Yaris Vilinasimiyad, and hence it's a contradiction from Rabbi Yehuda to Rabbi Yehuda. However, if you'd be Gaius Rabbi Yehuda, there would be no problem. So that's why Tosfos brought the Gemara in Yevamos. But in any event, the Gemara says over there that Rabbi Yehuda holds you have to wait 3 months, Rabbi Meir holds you have to wait 3 months regardless, and Rabbi Yehuda holds you don't. Interestingly enough, we paskin in Shulchan Aruch that you do have to wait 3 months, even if she was redu falelech lebeis aviya, or kavusha lebeis asurin, or the husband was sick or old, and we know for sure that she didn't become oberes, the halacha is in Shulchan Aruch, like Rabbi Yehuda says, that you do have to wait 3 months. 3 months. So a friend of mine asked me a very interesting question. There's a famous Tosfos in Megillah, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, where it says that Esther used to go be with Achashverosh, and then she would be teveles, v'yeshevet v'chekesh al Mordechai. And Tosfos says, obviously, that happened on a daily basis, because Achashverosh wanted her every single day. And how then could she go to Mordechai? What happened to the din of Avchana? And Tosfos answers, yesh leimar, shoyta meshameshes b'moich. So the literal meaning of Tosfos, the pashtus in Tosfos means that she was meshameshes b'moich with Achashverosh, and then she went back to Mordechai. Of course, there's a lot to discuss about that. Mefarshim discuss how then could Daryavish have come from them, and B, they want to say that maybe it's talking about that she was Meshamesh B'moich with Mordechai, and now with Achashverosh, and so on and so forth. It's discussed at great length. However, the pashtus, the meaning of Tosfos means that she was Meshamesh B'moich with Achashverosh. The question is, don't we say over here that even if an Isha was definitely not able to come Oberes, like in the case where her husband was a Zachin or a Chayla, or if the husband was in jail or whatever it is, still we say you have to wait 3 months, and it's Kipaskin the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Yud Gimel and Evan Ezer. So how then could Tosfos just say so clearly and simply that she's able to go back to Mordechai because she was Meshamesh B'moich? Why, even if we know for sure that she didn't become Oberes, we still see that there's a din of Tzriches La'amta and Shloisha Chadoshim. This is the wonderful question that my friend Rabbi Yisrael Mermelstein asked me. So after thinking about it a little bit, I was thinking that maybe we could answer that in the case of Chavushim Rebeis Asurin and Redufa Leilich Lebeis Bayit Lebeis Aviyah and the Chayla and Zakan, where we know for sure she didn't become Oberes, that we say in the Gemara over there, Rabbi Meir Shita and the Shulchan Aruch and Avin Ezer, they have to wait 3 months, perhaps that is only by Isha who was married. There's a general rule, a light plug. The Rabbanon made a general ban on anyone who was ever married that when they get divorced or widowed, they have to wait 3 months regardless. Moich, jail, chayla, zakan, whatever it is. Leiplug. You were married, you gotta wait 3 months until you get married again. Leiplug. Yes, it's because of the shash of mixing up whose father the child had. However, we made a leiplug, and under no circumstances can you get married. And of course, Rabbi Yehuda Matil Linasig Liaris Miad, but we don't pass it like that. However, according to Rabbi Meir, you have to wait 3 months regardless. However, in the case of Achashverosh, where she was not married to Achashverosh, she was just nanas, if you will, from Achashverosh, there would be no light plug of being married to someone else. It's just a din of a nensa. Now a nensa, obviously, unless you hold like Rabbi Yossi, that an isha b'dekes and mazana, isha b'sapekes and mazana, and she makes sure not to get moberes, an nensa would not require avchana. So yes, there is a light plug, and even if we know for sure she's not moberes, aktana and such, perhaps would have to wait 3 months. However, by einsin, we have a separate idea. There's a chash, we don't want to get mixed up. So Rabbi Yossi holds that she's in Sapeches, and therefore she didn't become Muberes. And Rabbi Yehuda holds, no, we're still concerned. Chashinon, Shevelin is Abcha Yafi Yafi. However, if she was Nensa with a Moich, or anything like that, where we know for sure that she didn't become Muberes, then the halacha would be that there's no din of Avchana at all. Now this would be a huge chiddush la'halacha, that an Eishes Yisrael shenensa, and there was a Moich or something similar to that, and we know for sure there was no Muberes, the halacha would be that she's mutter miyad and she doesn't need avchana. A fascinating chiddush ladino. Shockingly enough, I found the Tshuva's base Yitzchak brought down the Oitzer Preiskim and Evan Ezer Simon Lamed Hei. He discusses a similar scenario. What happens by a psula shenensa? Since then, Eishim is a beres for Biyari Shaina. In her first Bia, we did never assume that she became Uberes. So is she allowed to get married, or do you have to wait 3 months? And he has a whole Tshuva back and forth about it. And I was surprised to see that he doesn't bring a riot from this. Why doesn't he bring a riot from the fact that Achashverosh is Moich, help that Esther should be able to go right away without Avchana to Mordechai? So we see that when there was no marriage before, just as Nus, or an Ensel, if there was a Moich, it would be Mutter. And that would be a riot that Absula should be able to be Mutter without Avchana. So although he seemingly paskins like that, however, why doesn't he bring a riot from this Taisus? But I think there would be a beautiful raya from this Taisus. And I did find in the Sefer Kilas Yaakov Siman Hey, as well as the Mishkanas Yaakov Siman Zion, they discussed this. I also saw the Tshuva Zecher Yehoisef from Rabbi Zechariah Stern, that he brings this raya as well and discusses it. However, I thought it would be a pretty prominent raya that an ancient Yisrael Shenansa with a Moich might be Mutter Labailo. Getting back to our Taisus, however, Rabbi Yehuda seemingly holds that you can get married right away when we know for sure she's not Muberes. So why then does he hold that there's Avchana by the Ketana in our Suya? So Taisus wants to differentiate that maybe it's different over here because it was a Ruach Anivalov. We know for sure that there was a Bia. In other words, in general, we're not just worried about her being Muberes. We also don't know for sure that there was a Bia. If there was a Bia, maybe she's Muberes, and then maybe we have to be concerned. So when you saw that there was a Bia, there's obviously much more reason for concern. So therefore, it's not a question on everything that we discussed so far. That over here, Rabbi Yehuda is more Makel in the case of marriage, while in the case of Nensa, he's more Machmer, because he's Choshed that she wasn't Misapeches Yafi Yafi. And we were saying the exact opposite, that the mayor holds that a married woman would need Avchana regardless, whereas a Nensa wouldn't need Avchana in the case of Moich. The answer is it's not a contradiction and it's not opposite Svaras. Because there is a Svara of Loi Plug by marriage, either you hold of it or you don't. And then there's a separate Svara when you know that there was a Bia, that are we Choshed that the Bia was properly Misapeches Yafi and she didn't become Muberes, or not. Of course, a great rabbi shall be consulted should this tragic scenario arise, but I think we might have a nice raya from this Tosfos in Megillah.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.